More now on the food stamp situation here in Washington State, where recipients are being notified about the reduction of their benefits this month. That's because the federal stimulus funding that provided a boost to benefits since 2009 just expired. KUOW's Amy Radel has more.
At the University District Food Bank in Seattle, the line begins an hour and a half before the doors open. A Russian woman named Svetlana says she always tries to be one of the first ones there. She says this food bank is one of the best because it lets people take more fresh produce. She receives food stamps, too, which she uses for meat and cheese, groceries that are harder to come by at the food bank. Svetlana has a 15-year-old daughter who often begs her to get a pizza delivered.
We never ever buy pizza for order. I mean, someone bring to home.
Right now, she says it's too expensive, and the cut in food stamps won't make the juggling act any easier. Washington State has 592,000 families enrolled in its food stamp program. The federal reduction in funding means that the average food assistance benefit will shrink by $20 a month. That means the average recipient will now get $215 a month for food. The increase was meant to be temporary, to help people cope with the recession. Julie Washburn is the executive director of the Washington Food Coalition. She says food banks are seeing fewer new clients as the economy improves. But she says the number of returning clients is not going down.
For example, you know, if you look back 10 years ago, there was just shy of 5 million returning clients in the state of Washington. And now the new normal for the last couple of years has been over 7 million.
Linda Varon is one of the people who regularly combines her food stamps, Social Security income, and trips to the Marysville Community Food Bank across the street from where she lives.
There's a lot of other seniors in this building that are in the same boat. They totally depend on the food bank and food stamps.
She says she sees a lot of families using the food bank and worries about how they will cope with the funding cuts. Food bank directors say what they're worried about are the larger cuts to the food stamp program that Congress is currently debating. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.